Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory.
Autopress. I feel like I should be very calm.
I thought you were just gonna go hello friends.
71 friends.
Hello friends.
71 times.
Bad news today. I hate to start it off early.
What's your bad news?
David Duvall testing positive for the vid.
Yeah.
Won't be able to have any late night discussions with Brandel. Although yeah. I don't know if they get in this on set anymore.
I haven't seen Brandel on there in forever, it seems like. All he does is post pictures of him playing golf in Arizona with his wife, who's my age.
Yeah, and worked at the golf channel. Bailey.
Yeah, that's the only thing I see from Brandel anymore.
He moved to Arizona, didn't he? That's right.
We were watching a little earlier, and we saw Justin Leonard.
Yeah.
And but no David Duvall.
No David Duvall. No Sergio and no Jaco Niemann.
Jaco Niemann tested positive, too.
Is it Jaco? I said
Jaco. Jaco. Sure.
Yeah.
Niemann. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Does the Masters let Joaquin Niemann back in next year?
Joaquin Niemann.
It's like, hey, you can come back in
Didn't he make the Tour Championship?
Well, so they let him... Did they give him an extra year on his...
Oh,
he did make the... Yeah, like...
Like an additional one.
I mean, Sergio doesn't matter. He's won.
Yeah, he's got it for life. This is the first major. Have you heard this stat?
No.
The first major that Sergio Garcia will not be in since the 1999 U.S. Open.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty crazy.
And he didn't win one until a few years ago, so it's not like he was forever exempt into these things. He had to earn his way into every major for 20 years, basically. And... The first one he's going to miss is due to vid. It shouldn't count.
Yeah, this is a...
It shouldn't count as a miss.
This is an asterisk.
It shouldn't count as a miss. It's not like he chose not to play or something.
I mean, how disappointing was that to not get to play?
I couldn't imagine. No, I couldn't. I would just tell them that I was playing anyway.
I'd be mad if I was Duvall.
Yeah.
Said he was asymptomatic and he drove all night home and now he was in his basement.
Quarantined in the basement.
Hey, I'd be so mad.
Not a bad spot to just get to watch it from.
Stuck inside.
I wonder if he'll Skype in.
Probably not. Probably afraid that it can spread through the computer screen. But Fauci can probably come out and say that.
I'm pumped for the Masters, man. I don't know why it feels different than the other two majors we've played.
Because it's the Masters. It's the so Masters. Close.
Yeah.
How could it not?
I don't know. And we had a good chat that will come in the second half of the show with Ward Jarvis,
yeah,
who's on the grounds, gave us some good insight down there.
I mean, like we were talking with him, there can't be. I said 500, probably not even.
He said 300. They only gave like one significant other pass.
Right,
I doubt some of these guys have the same coach.
I mean, there probably aren't 300 people around that place.
If each person has four people, which is a lot, that's 360, right? Plus caddies.
There's still less than 500 people.
Yeah. I wonder what the volunteer situation will be like. Like, are we going to have spotters everywhere?
Maybe. I don't know. What do you need them for?
Find golf balls.
I mean, you don't really... It's hard to lose a golf ball around that place. You're going to hit it in the water.
Yeah. I wonder how many... They'll have, like, less rules officials. It'll be interesting to see how many people are, like, on the course. And there's no ropes.
Right.
How come we have to have ropes at every other tournament, but now we don't have them here?
How about they had fans in Houston?
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, you were correct. Well, they had a few in Bermuda. Mm-hmm. But Bermuda, that was so far away. When we're talking in Houston, right. They had fans.
I told you that was going to happen. I predicted that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Week after the election, we're not going to talk about it?
Nope. No reason to.
Only talking about Augusta.
What do you think about Bryson DeChambeau?
I listened to Rory's, Phil's, Tiger's press conferences today. It's got to be annoying that they just keep getting asked about him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think it's overhyped, the distance thing for him. He hit it pretty far anyway already.
Yeah. I think there's a whole lot being made about it, and I think he's going to have... I just think he's got a lot of pressure on him.
I guess not overhyped. That was the wrong word. But, yeah.
No, I mean, you're right. They're talking about how far he hits it.
But they're talking about it like he's changed the game and made it so easy, and he's won everything. You know? He did win a couple events this year.
Right.
Not taking that away from him.
When he chips and putts it good.
But he's not running away from everything. It's not like he won like 8 tournaments in a row. Like,
he wasn't leading the U.S. Open. He shot the only under par round on Sunday and won.
Mm-hmm. But, like, when Tiger won the Masters by 15 and then won 4 majors in a row, they're like, this guy's just changed the whole game. This guy's way, way better than everybody.
Yes.
Like, if Bryson wins the next 4 majors, hitting it 395 yards, okay, yeah, the game's changed. The game has changed. But for now, I mean... His strokes gained was so good with putting and approach shots. And I guess you have easier approach shots when you've hit it that far.
But more on his putting.
His putting's incredible.
But I did say...
Putts it fine.
See where Bryson said he's playing a par 67.
Oh, that's what he said?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Par 67.
What's the... So 3's a par 3?
No, 3's the par 4. Yeah, oh, yeah.
For him.
Supposedly he hit it over that green with a 3-wood.
Yeah.
He hit 6-iron into 2, gap wedge into 13.
He's hitting 9-iron or wedge into 5. Maybe 8-iron. I think it was into the wind, he said. He hit 50-degree into 9.
I know we can't talk about this, but back in February, there was a good friend that played number 5.
A friend of the pod?
Yeah.
Perhaps a friend on the pod?
Yeah. That had 230 yards into 5.
He had a good drive.
Yeah.
It's a good drive. Did you hit it on the green?
Hit it on the front.
This guy.
But, I mean, Brendan had 200 yards in.
Could you have gone and played with Brendan leading up to this?
Like, I don't know if they were having guests or anything.
Rory had his dad out there with him.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know.
Probably different things for different players.
Yeah.
Rory's going to get treated a little differently. Yeah, Rory was talking about it in his press conference, how he took his dad out there, like, sounded like it was, like, Saturday.
To play?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I guess you could, then.
And he played with Jim Dunn.
I don't know Jim Dunn.
I don't know who he is either, but apparently he's an Augusta member. Threw him under the bus in the press conference.
For what, not playing any good?
No, just saying that he played with him. Thought you weren't supposed to reveal that.
Well, maybe Rory can. Yeah, obviously Rory can... Do what he wants.
Does he win? He's got 2 chances in the next 6 months.
I mean, this is... I think there's so much focus on Bryson and DJ and Brooks. And I think everybody's kind of forgot about Rory because he hadn't played as well as he has in the past. Just had a kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, this could be one where there's nobody... You haven't heard one thing about... Rory trying to win the career Grand Slam.
I haven't heard much. No.
And
this is his 6th time trying, I think.
Yeah. I mean, he hadn't won a major since
2014.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's had a lot of chances.
How old is he? 28?
He may be
30?
30 now.
30, yeah.
But you get somebody like him that comes in with no pressure, no fans.
Mm-hmm. Phil didn't win his first one until 34.
Coffee for wellness.
Has that changed your life? My brother's got it.
It is not, but... I do drink it every morning.
Marketing scheme. You know who else is fine under the radar? Colin Morikawa.
Yeah, but he's a first-timer.
He was a first-timer at the PGA, and he won it.
First-timers, other Fuzzy Zeller, don't do well here.
I could see him making a little run. Corey Connors played well last year as a first-timer.
I'm not saying he won't play well, but if we're talking about winning.
Yeah.
Colin Morikawa, the thing that worries about him is his putting.
How about John Rahm making two hole-in-ones?
And how about Brendan was playing with him, we found out.
Brendan played with him.
On the...
Not the skipper.
The one yesterday was Monday.
How do you not... We also found out Brendan didn't do the skipper. How do you not do that?
Maybe he just didn't want to.
That's lame. I'm auto-pressing that.
I mean, I kind of agree. I don't know why you wouldn't. But
VJ made a hole-in-one skipping it 1 year.
I remember that.
It's funny. Are you impressed by that or more impressed by the hole-in-one on four?
Four. For sure.
Both are just flukes. Hole-in-ones don't do it for me.
No, I mean...
I could get in this argument with anybody. Anybody, any day.
You're not going to... You're not going to hurt my feelings.
It doesn't measure a good golfer.
So that means you hadn't had many?
My mom's got it. And I've had two. My mom's got a hole-in-one.
Okay.
No offense, Mom. Not a great...
No, it's definitely not a measure of...
My mom loves the game. She's got a hole-in-one at Peek and Peek. Mm-hmm. That course that I caddied for Trevor at. I think that she might have had another one. My dad got one day. He went out and played with some of my mom's friends. He played in this ladies group. And
Dad played in the ladies group?
Yeah. I don't know. He was just playing for fun one day. And he knocked it in from the red tees. And it was in the air. And he was like, don't go in. Don't go in.
Does John Rahm's... If somebody said, how many hole-in-ones have you had? Does he count the one on 16?
It can't count. There wasn't a tee box.
Okay.
He was in the rough. He holed out. Yeah, that's not a hole-in-one.
Well, it's all over the place that he's made hole-in-ones on back-to-back days.
Man, what if he just drops a ball on the seventh hole from 140 yards? Like,
then he made an eagle.
But that's his first shot. You're telling me he didn't hit a tee shot?
No, he did. He said that was his ball that was in there close, that ball rolls past on 16.
So, yeah.
He hit it like 4 feet, and then he went and skipped it and made it.
He couldn't send that into Titleist and get one of the little Pro V1 hole-in-one plaques. No. But it's still cool. Still a fun shot. Got people excited. On his birthday.
I mean, like I said, the weirdest thing to me is that nobody reacted. It was just so weird.
Well, Patrick Reed was nearby.
What do you mean?
He was like filming it from the other side of the tee box. So nobody...
Oh, Patrick Reed was the one that was filming that?
I think so.
Oh, that's weird.
He was somewhere nearby.
I guess somebody had to be filming it.
He's not going to react.
No, he's mad.
Yeah.
100%, he's just angry.
But what's the television schedule? It's all in the mornings?
No, so they came out on the app. Cool. But on the app you can watch every shot from every player.
So you can pick play. Can you watch it live?
That's what it says. Now, they've had this in the past, but...
Well, I remember they were going to launch some whole thing this past year, and then...
Well, they put this thing out on their app where Scott Van Pelt was saying you can watch every shot from every player as it goes.
So College Game Day is going to be there. College Game Day might be canceled.
Yeah, just go ahead and cancel all of football this Saturday.
We don't need anybody from college football around the Masters this week. They've all got the vid.
Like I said, I think that whole thing's stupid.
Thursday,
anyway.
1 to 5:30. Friday, same. Then 9 to 12.
College game. Like, honestly. Oh, and then why is that on the TV schedule?
So it
College game day from Augusta, 9 to 12. Who cares? Just show us golf.
A lot of younger people do care.
They want to watch. They think that's cool.
They do. Yeah.
I don't understand that.
A lot of my friends do.
Why?
I don't know.
What are they going to do?
Well, they like college football. So
they're going to talk about football at the Masters?
Yeah. I think it's kind of neat. You never got excited when College game day came to Auburn?
Yeah, but I didn't go hold up a sign.
I went down there. I got a hard hat. Home Depot.
This is not even going to... This is going to a golf course.
Well,
that has nothing to do with football.
Grow the game. More eyes on it.
I think that's a stupid idea.
You're entitled to that. I think it'll be neat. I'm glad that it's actually in the afternoon.
Well, they're doing split tees. They're doing threesomes.
Through the weekend, too. They got rid of the 10-shot rule.
Yeah, so they went to top 50 in ties make the cut.
Well, it has been top 50.
I thought it was top 44.
That changed in like 2012 or 2013.
So it was top 50 and anybody within 10 mm-hmm. shots, and now it's just top 50.
Mm-hmm. And ties.
Well, they can't have that many people. I mean, they're going to be struggling. I think they're going to be struggling to...
I like the 10-shot rule.
Yeah, I agree.
People can come back.
It's not a bad rule. But when you're fighting daylight.
I wonder how much it's going to play into effect. No roars. Nothing coming on from the patrons.
No good usage.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it's... I think it'll be kind of like the PGA where... Oh, well, that leads back into your Colin Morikawa with the first timer where it may not...
You don't get rattled.
Yeah.
When everybody's hitting in the water on 12. You don't get to hear the crowd when you're standing up there on 11 with a 4-iron.
You don't have... I mean, you just don't have thousands of people right there watching you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Colin Morikawa kind of...
Not people. Patrons.
Patrons. Dang.
We're definitely never getting in trouble
going,
for this one.
Never going back in.
Yeah, you're banned. I'm surprised Stewart's allowed there. Or Brendan.
I hadn't gotten a letter.
You might have. Are they doing threesomes through the weekend, too?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they have to.
Yeah. I'm playing a golf tournament this weekend.
Again?
Yeah. So the last time I did it, Tiger won. I played the
What do you think about Tiger?
I played the Meacham Invitational the last time. They just had it this past weekend. Looked like a good time.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can talk about the Meacham Invitational. Is that like a don't ask, don't tell thing?
I don't know. I've never been invited.
I played. It's great. I didn't play this year. What do we think about Tiger?
Yeah.
Until he stops playing, I'm going to pick him to win every single tournament. Okay?
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Making sure you're still alive.
I was thinking about this yesterday. I was like, man, I got to come up with some picks for the match. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm picking Tiger. Like, until he says, I'm not competitive anymore, I'm not going to play. I think he's going to win everything.
Did you see Tiger Tracker's back?
Yeah, how was he? He's just out on the course? Media?
I don't know. It was a cryptic tweet the other day that basically said he won at the Zozo because of the impending Golf Channel layoffs. And it sounds like, I don't know if it's a bunch of people that work for the Golf Channel that all kind of
pitch in.
But basically it said this is probably going to be the last tournament.
Really?
Or the last Masters. So it's probably a conglomerate of people from Golf Channel.
Well, if they're showing every shot that you can see, you don't need a Tiger Tracker.
Yeah. No, you definitely don't. Don't need an anybody tracker. I hope the technology works.
I did like some of his back and forth that he'd get into with people, though. Or she. It could be a she.
Them.
Or them, yeah.
What's their pronouns?
Cisgender.
What are their pronouns? Have you asked Tiger Tracker?
Him, he, she, we. We. It's a we. If it's a conglomerate, it's a we. But I don't know. Tiger, I think, is a good pick. Bubba.
Ooh.
I hate picking him, but
yeah,
the guy gets around okay out there. And
yeah, your top guys on DraftKings, Bryson, Justin Thomas, John Rahm, Rory, Dustin, Xander, Koepka. What if Koepka comes out?
That'd be disappointing.
Cantlay. People forget Cantlay had the lead.
He did.
Through like 15 last year.
Dang, Cantlay's going to do it.
And he just played well.
Everybody's going to win. It's
gonna
he
be just
great.
Played well. He won the Zozo.
And he almost won in Vegas.
He almost won in Vegas. Tiger Woods is cheaply priced for him this week. Tony Finau.
Yeah.
He's I was reading up on him. He's at a 10th and a 5th in his two trips, although obviously it's hard to pick him to win since
he's... Scotty Scheffler?
I don't know what to make of him.
He hits the ball really high and really far. So I feel like that could be good.
Yeah. Louis Oosthuizen?
Nah.
Don't like him.
Paul Casey?
No.
Why?
Every time I pick Paul Casey, he sucks.
Where did he play well this year? The PGA or the U.S. Open?
The U.S. Open, he had 17th, second at the PGA.
Second at the PGA.
He's had good finishes in majors.
I like Paul Casey.
So I didn't pick him in either one of those.
Mm.
Justin Rose is...
He sucks.
Adam Scott hadn't played a whole lot. How about Brendan's pairing? They just must not like him over there. Sung J.M. and Victor Perez.
It's because of the trouble you guys got into.
Last time when he played in 2015, he was paired with Kevin Na and Jose Maria.
That's a good pairing.
No.
Why?
He did not like it.
Kevin Na seems like an awesome dude.
Kevin Na about got into it.
You did?
No. Brendan and Kevin Na.
Why?
Because Kevin Na was playing so damn slow.
Oh. Walking putts in?
No, he won. No, he missed the cut.
All right. Well, hopefully we get good weather. It's pouring right now.
It's raining now.
Hopefully the weather flips a little bit. I guess we're not going to get good weather, but maybe it will cooperate. I'm all right if it rains. It's okay, but no delays.
Ooh, that's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, come on.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Man, we're kind of off our game. Like, we took a couple weeks off here and there. I hadn't updated this thing, the voicemail, since the Zozo.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, sitting in there. I think we've only got one caller for this week. I mean, surprise, surprise. David Luttrell.
Let's see what he's got.
He's coming through. I think he texted me about the voicemail not being updated. So it's embarrassing. We're just running a clown show over here.
All right, JP. Well, we need to update, or I guess AutoPress, we need to update this, voicemail we got going on. It is Masters Week now, boys. I don't know if we're going to record tonight or not, but I wanted to call in. Got a hot take, it might not be that hot. Could be just the lock of the year, lock of the century. Got to get in on the action with B-Todd to make the cut. He's only at minus 200. I love those odds. Went ahead and put the house on it. So, might be homeless here soon, but I believe in B-Todd. And then, another hot take. I'm taking Jordan Spieth top five. He always plays well here. He's going to get something going. I really don't have much to talk about from last week. Brooks Koepka came back from, four over? I think he might have been two over. But came back and shot 8 under. So I guess 12 under or 10 under over the weekend. He's playing good too, but I don't like him as much as I like other people playing. So there's that. And I got no one to win. So you guys let me know what you think on these picks. I think they're pretty hot. Hope you guys record tonight. And we can see how these do. Y'all have a good one.
That's on a limited field with a small cut. That's pretty good.
That's a cow's lock type odds there, -200.
-200.
Yeah, I would even
put the house on
Callaway from the. I mean, -200. That's strong, but I don't disagree with it. I mean, you got to think they're 90 people and.
He's got to beat 42.
40 guys, and you got a few amateurs, and Larry Mize, and Sandy Lyle. I mean, yeah, I like it. I don't know. I don't see. We don't have the top five. I don't know what the odds are for a top. Oh, there it is. Top five for Latrell's got a hard on for Jordan Spieth.
Texas guy. There he is. Plus 520.
520 for a top five? Ooh.
Fade. Fading that one. Spieth, you got to show me something more before I can start backing it again.
I'd rather take a Louis Oosthuizen in top five for +550.
Latrell did go to war with that girl from Golf Channel.
He said he was.
Yeah, he took a shot about, like, the only thing that was a phase was your Golf Channel career.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Latrell going hard in the paint. Spieth +260 for a top 10, Latrell. I mean, does he have some magic around this place? I don't know.
They still got Sergio listed.
They'll take your bet on Sergio.
we should bet him not to make the cut.
Don't give away our secrets.
They probably have to
golfers must tee off for action.
Ah, boo.
So you can get some plus money to make the cut.
That Jason Kokrak guy.
Kokrak.
He could do something.
Somebody who has boots on the ground told me Kokrak was a good pick this week.
Wow. Who's that?
I heard that. I can't say my sources.
I mean, it can't be too many people outside of three people.
Less than like 500 people. But somebody said Kokrak was a great pick this week.
Wow. Jason Kokrak. And so, then
you heard it here first.
My only winner, though, Latrell, is a young man by the name, I guess he's not young anymore, he's 44, Tiger Woods. He's always doing things differently than people. He won in November. No, he won in October last year. He won the Zozo last year in Japan with no fans. Very similar golf course.
You know, this is why I don't...
Did you like that?
Yeah. This is why I don't like watching TV. That when I was waiting on you to get over here tonight, turn on the Golf Channel, and I kind of liked John Rahm, and then they started showing his hole-in-one, and then they showed him and Jose Maria showing him a chip shot, and I was just like, man, John Rahm's got the game to win. So I'm going to pick John Rahm.
Okay. For the sushi bets.
Yeah. I like it.
Cool.
All right. Well, enjoy this talk with Ward, one of the few hundred people with boots on the ground.
Hashtag Team Todd.
Team Todd. All right. We'll be back next week to recap the Masters. See ya.
We are joined here tonight from Augusta, Ward Jarvis, Brennan Todd's mental coach, that's the correct term, right? Performance coach?
Yeah, that'll work.
Awesome.
Work on the mind.
Well, thanks for coming on. Why don't you give us a little background here? Your golf background, I know you caddied out there a little bit. Give us the high-level overview of how this all came to happen.
Yeah. First off, I had dinner night with BT and told him that I'd finally got the call from the bullpen. I've been waiting on this call a long time, so it's just amazing to finally get it from you, JP. I really... Brendan thought I had already been on. I said, no, I've been waiting my time. So.
I know. I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, man, I can't believe we haven't had him on yet.
I've been waiting patiently, so this is the highlight of my week.
Man,
this, you make the third member of Team Todd that's coming, that's now been on. You complete the trifecta of Team Todd.
Yeah.
And it works out well right now because you've got boots on the ground.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Are you going to be there all week?
I am. I'm staying the whole week. So in it to win it.
You and are you guys all camped up together? Like, I've got this image in my head that you guys are like at some compound, like, just blowing out.
No, I'm actually staying with a friend here in Augusta, and Brennan and Rachel are staying in a renovated pool bathroom house at someone's house, so that's pretty swanky little turned into guest home. So Vicky and I hung out there last night. A good time. So, but a little background. I met Brendan back in 2010, probably February, and I had caddied a few years on the Corn Ferry Tour, kind of traveling with the carnival, so to speak. And I had just met my wife to be, and figured, you know, this is probably going to be a great long-term plan out here. And so I had actually made the decision that I'm going to go, I'm going to move back to my hometown and kind of move on. Right. And so I had one event left, and Brennan, I guess he just lost his card the first time in 09. And so he's coming back down to the Corn Ferry Tour, and he got my number, called me up and said, you need a loop. I said, yeah, I got one more event in me. So anywho, I went and caddied for him that week. And Stu, I was actually sick as a dog. And so Ray, I guess your dad, he called me in a Z-pack and everything, like, for the I somehow got through it, but I felt bad. I think I missed like one of the practice rounds, so I was just incapacitated. But anyway, so you got a good family. They took care of me. I appreciate it.
Don Moore can always call in a Z-pack.
That's right. So yeah, that's when Brennan and I met, you know, and he was, you know, in the midst of his, you know, first bout with, you know, what he now calls the full swing yips. And I kind of had that sense. But yeah, we and I, you know, went back into civilian life, and I had kept up with him and just thought it was amazing, you know, just a couple years later, you know, he's winning on the web again, and back out, worked himself back out on the tour, which I thought was just incredible enough. And then he wins in 14, which I just thought was just great. And I sent him a couple texts, you know, just congratulations. That's about the extent of it. And, then followed along, you know, at the end of 15, where he hit that slide again, and, just had a feeling, you know, that he was, you know, back to 2010, right? And by that time, I had developed a lot of performance mental ideas around the game, and a lot of that was driven from my bout with stuttering. I've stuttered my whole life, so I had put together some ideas, and we're sharing them with some players, you know, that I knew out on the Corn Ferry Tour, kind of. And, you know, I just thought, you know, if this relates to anyone, it would be a guy like Brennan Todd. So, sent him a text, and not really expecting to hear from him, you know, cause, you know, I just carried that one event for him. But, yeah, the Joker said he wanted to talk, so we talked, and long story short, you know, we've talked every week since August of 2018, and, you know, and so obviously with his success has obviously propelled a lot of my coaching business, so I'm forever indebted to the Todd family.
Yeah, it's kind of like in Tin Cup when Roy's girlfriend runs into Craig Stadler and he's like, give me your card, I want to give it to a few players on tour. Is that kind of how it's working for you now?
Oh yeah. Well, it's been a real, you know, it's definitely opened up a lot of opportunities that I wouldn't have had. So yeah, it's been a fun ride.
Did you start developing some of that stuff? You said you caddied for a couple years out there.
Yeah, I did. I was mainly on the nationwide tour, but
I've always thought, you know, when I caddy for somebody, you're just out there watching it, the game seems so much easier when you're just telling them. And I mean, I would just think some of your principles are founded and picked up from caddying. I don't know if I'm yeah, right or wrong on that.
You know, caddying is a little different. I think it's actually harder than what I do in some ways, because it's just so in the moment. You know, I have a little more space where I can, you know, sit back and think about what I want to say and how I want to approach things. You know, caddying, you've got a lot going on, you know, just
oh yeah, No.
Hoofing it around, and you've got to be, you absolutely have to be part psychologist and part motivational speaker, and part, just show up, keep up, and shut up type. So it's just everyone wants a little something different. So you just got to really be able to adapt. So
I'm thinking more of the
experience, just being out there and learning that space and. Definitely learned a lot, but a lot of my coaching stemmed from I was a scratch player by the time I was 15, and I won my biggest tournament to date, beginning my freshman year in high school, and I'll never forget it. And it's like 2 weeks later in a high school match, I got the putting yips, and there's just no place to turn. I didn't have a clue what was going on, and obviously tried everything under the sun, as a 15-year-old, and, kind of pieced it back together kind of by myself, the next few years. But, I always kind of took that mental note that the yips felt exactly like stuttering in the sense that they defy a certain type of practice and effort. It's almost the harder you try sometimes, the worse it gets. So it was just like, and then, years later, kind of around probably 2016, when I really dove into the most recent research on stuttering, and it's really at the intersection of the mind, brain, body, and environment, and just how we move, and whether it's speaking or swinging a golf club. And so a lot of my ideas, that I now coach kind of came out of that. But I tell people, my coaching at the end of the day kind of comes out of the type coach I wish could have come into my life when I was 15.
Yeah, absolutely.
Help me straighten some stuff out. So,
well, obviously you've got Brendan on the right path. So you work with other junior golfers, and then, or do you work with amateur golfers and other professional golfers too?
Yeah, all across the board. I'm really excited. I've got some great college players I'm working with at some of all the major programs, and, kind of building that up. I've got a few juniors, some great mid-am players, a few higher handicaps, and then a good bunch out on the Corn Ferry Tour, and BT on the big show, and
that's great.
So it's been good.
How's that kid doing that you had at the Players?
Oh, Peyton's great. Yeah, Peyton was actually my first client ever. I actually started working with Peyton a week and a half before I called Brendan up.
Okay.
He was 14 years old, JP, and his dad's a great guy, but he didn't grow up playing golf, so he didn't really have golf in the family background, and it was just kind of just raw talent out there, learning how. So Peyton at 14, he was shooting, 85 to 80, basically, 80 to 90, basically. And so I got to kind of see him, grow, mature. Now he's like 6'4". You saw him. He's huge. And
yeah.
And so Peyton basically dropped a dozen shots last year. His bad score is now about 73, 74. He's winning some high school events. He finished second in the Kentucky State High School tournament this past year. A kid from our hometown, he's won it 3 years in a row and going to Mississippi State, and Peyton almost got him. He made him birdie the last hole to win. So I'm really, really proud of him, and he's got a great future ahead of him.
That's awesome. Yeah, he was a nice kid. And
So his dad brought him to the Players, and he got to meet Steve, he got to meet BT and walk a couple holes with us. So it was really cool.
Ward took him out in the
On the fairway? Course.
Yeah, he's walking around the green.
Like. Yeah, I brought him out for a hole, and yeah, he'd been out there the day before, so I finally waited for the right time. And
he was loving it.
I got the picture of my first two clients there with Peyton and VT. So
it was
got bases covered.
It was funny, Ward. I was there, and I kind of thought you might have been there, and we've connected on Twitter and everything, but well before that. And I think, where was it? The 10th hole, you were just like, you're JP.
And Yeah. I think we were walking over the tee
yeah. that day. That's funny. We were
at the last live sporting event
mm-hmm.
in the history of the world as we knew it.
Yeah, for a little bit there. Have you been out on tour yet since then?
Yeah, I have. I went to spent the week with Brendan in Memphis this year, which that was a great week, and then went to Chicago with the BMW. So
okay.
So yeah, and so.
Awesome. So tell us, you're one of the, I mean, what, if we got 90 players, I mean, one of probably 500 people in the world that are on ground this week.
Masters in November. Yeah.
But I mean, tell us what it's been like. When did you get in town? What's the vibe like around there? Like,
oh, man, I left Paducah on Sunday. It's got about an 8-hour drive, and I wanted to hang around with the wife and kids for a little bit. And then I got a late start and made it past Chattanooga. And I was planning on not going out the course on Monday. But, man, I was like, I told BT, I was like an 8-year-old waiting on Santa Claus Sunday night. Man, I slept about 3 hours. I was up at 4:15. I was on the road by 4:45 and testing by 7:30, so I went ahead and snuck on out on Monday. But yeah, man, it's just, I mean, it's surreal, obviously. But and I've had the privilege of going to the Masters a few times. Last time it was in 2004 that I was here, Arnie's last round.
Okay.
And course, it's amazing anytime you're here, but there's so many people. And the thing is, it's almost like I told someone, like, being out there with no one on the course is almost like a spiritual experience.
It's weird.
It's like Ben Hogan was right there, right? He hit this shot, you know, and that's where Nicholas, you know, was. And Tiger, it's just like look around, like you're the only ones out there. It's like, so yesterday we played with Ricky and John Rahm, and Rahm makes a hole in one on number four. You know, the easy little
280
yard par three down the hill. Knocks it in the hole, and he stood there. There are two people up on the green. It's so far away you can't really hear them. And he stood there and just like, I think that went in the hole. And Ricky's like, oh, that's he's, and so Ricky got out his phone and started recording it, and they asked me if I had it, and I'm like, no, Rick, you got a few more followers than I do. You just keep on recording. So we went out there, and the damn thing was in the hole, and Rob's like, of course, like, man, I don't want to knock it in the hole today. Well, I don't know if y'all saw, he skipped it in the water, in the hole, another hole in one today on 16.
Yeah, that guy's just knocking it in from everywhere, and it's his birthday.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess that might be a little inside bet. He's already been really hot and had a lot of his best shots for the week.
BT wasn't playing with him again today, was he?
No, he played the back nine with Zach Johnson today. Okay,
because
so.
I saw the video of Rahm, and it looked like he was with Ricky again. So
yeah, Ricky knew he were playing again. So yeah, I think he's just kind of beside himself with those balls going in the holes, but.
Did Zach Johnson give away any secrets as a past champion?
I think they were chatting about a few greens. I know we spent a lot of time on 17. They were chipping a lot behind that green, and Zach was kind of helping BT out a little with some reeds back there in the right side of that green. So
golf's a funny sport, how people will go and help somebody out actively in a practice round like that. Like Peyton Manning was never going to come up to Tom Brady before the game and be like, hey, man, you need to work on this throw a little bit.
Beats the hell out of you so much, you know, they're just more willing to be a little open, right? So,
are there any ropes up or anything?
Yeah, I don't think so.
There's no ropes. There's black paint, like black lines every now and then that serve as the ropes. So, I guess they're kind of where the ropes would normally be, but. I was out there, we were out there today. It's easy to kind of lose track of the sights. So, you know, you kind of creep up by some of the greens and everything. I was out there actually walking around with Dr. Mo Pickens, who's a sports psychologist down in Seattle, and had a good day out with he and Mike Bender. And we were actually, what green was it? We were to the right of, I think it was 14. 14's real severe, isn't it? All of them are severe, but
yeah, 14's
pretty crazy. 14's got that. Yeah, and so we were like on the right side of that, kind of in these bushes, and it's just like diabolical looking up at that. The pin was on the back left, and it was just like, they've been there a lot, and they're like, I've never seen this view before, you know, so.
So are they testing you for Corona every day or just the first day?
Just the first day when you get here. And so, I was looking, I was looking for my buddy, David Ball. We're pretty good friends. And, tonight I saw where he tested positive and had to go home.
You're good buddies with Duvall?
Yeah. We've become pretty good friends, and
he's my favorite golfer in the history of the world.
Yeah, he's a good dude. So,
I hope he survives.
We're supposed to get together this week, but I guess that's not going to happen. It's a bummer because, man, he's one of the best in the business when it comes to. I love his commentary. So,
yeah, he's smart.
Yeah,
is he a nice guy?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Man, I'm super jealous.
Yeah, so
would he come on the podcast? JP wants to know.
No chance.
Probably no chance. But it's hard to get on this podcast. Hell, you know, I've been waiting 2 years. So.
Man, it's embarrassing.
We gotta build anticipation.
That's right.
It was the right opportunity. What about nervous. Like?
You're giving me more than an hour's notice, JP.
We gotta go in early.
Yeah.
What about like your cell phone policy there? I saw a couple pictures were taken here and there. Are they trying to?
Well, I've been abiding by. I'm leaving mine in my car because I don't want to get kicked out of this place.
Right.
But I've seen some ways around it. Let's just say. But yeah, most players are most instructors are abiding by that pretty strictly.
But players can take it out with them?
Players, I think, can. Yeah, most all the players have their cell phones. But they're not out a bunch. You know, like BT just – we snapped a picture today with Brad and I on 12T. And yesterday I snagged a pick with Brendan on number 9 fairway. So.
Did you get to hit any shots?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No?
No, I don't want to hit shots around there.
Man, I'd want to take one on 12.
Well, yeah.
Shit,
yeah.
Stewart played it back in February. We can't talk about it.
Yeah, no, I.
Man.
I was one of the few, I guess, who heard that episode.
That's right.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was.
You just can't mess with the powers that be.
Gave me a lot of yeah.
What about the concessions and everything? Are those like, can you go through and get sandwiches and beer and everything?
No beer, and we have a little the instructors have a little room where they're taking care of us. We've got a fridge stocked with all the different types of sandwiches and stuff. So
That's just, I mean, to me, that it's just, I even think it's going to be weird watching on TV this year. I mean, like when Rahm hit that shot on 16 today and he made that hole in one. I mean, I know it's a Tuesday, but normally you'd have people just
jumping in the pond,
going crazy and, yeah, and everything. Yeah. And I mean, I think that's just watching highlights of the past Masters and all that. And I mean, it's just going to be so odd. I mean, when you're out there watching, are there literally like five people out there watching Brendan's group?
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
and I thought there'd be more family allowed, but it's just like one significant other. So
yeah, I mean, that is just
it's like your parents can come, you know, or BT's parents. So it's different, you know, but dang, you know, so the US Open was obviously a huge venue, and it still kind of felt big, you know, coming down the end and everything. So I'm sure it's going to, you know, have some awesome feelings and stuff. And, you know, it's still the freaking Masters, man, you know.
They should pump in, like, crowd noise throughout course.
Yeah.
Yeah, set up some speakers around, like.
Yeah, so, like, DJ makes a putt on 16 and they just blast, like, some big roar.
Good, yeah.
Let the people know. Did BT try to skipper today?
No, he didn't. He did not.
No fun club, BT.
It was kind of funny. When he was on 13T, I guess the horns went off, and I think it was from Augusta Country Club had blew the horns, but everyone was kind of confused there for a second if they were calling us in or not. But I don't know, like, if they were just testing the horns, because it didn't look like there was any imminent weather. You know, it was overcast, but anyhow. I thought we were going to hoof it in for a second, but
what has Brendan said about any differences in the course from April to November? If y'all have gotten into that,
yeah, it's the greens are probably as soft as they've ever been, but I mean everything looks immaculate, you know. Some of the lies on the fairway are going to be a little different because there's a lot of Bermuda.
Oh yeah,
but you know, with some rye, so you might, yeah, it might cause some guys to put a little more thought into some shots just from lies that they normally wouldn't have around there. But you know, we're gonna get a lot of rain too. So
yeah, we just pulled up the weather. I mean, it's 80% tomorrow and 90% on Thursday with thunderstorms.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this could be a long, real long tournament for time wise, not just length wise. But
I know Brennan's was in the last group off on Thursday.
Yeah, which hell, if it starts raining in the morning, that maybe help. He won't play until later, and won't have to play in the rain.
Might not play much, so we'll see. But I told him he was just practicing for that late tee time on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Have you come across Tiger Woods?
I didn't see Tiger today. I saw LaCava on the putting green, but when we were teeing off. But I don't think he played today.
I think I read that he did. He took today off.
Yeah.
Why?
Got ready for the champions dinner.
What are we doing, Tiger?
Hey, you guys will appreciate this story from at the BMW in Chicago. So we're out there playing, and Tiger, he comes up. The greens and tee boxes are super close together there at Olympia Fields, so it's like real old school and everything. So like we're about 20 feet from Tiger, and I'm like telling Brendan, I'm just like, everything in me wants to pull out my phone and take a picture of him. I said, that is so not cool, not professional, you know. But you know, I was laughing with Brendan. So walking on the fairway, I got an idea. I like, we got two spotters out here walking with us, and I guarantee you they took a picture. So I went over to the spotters. I'm like, hey, you got a picture of Tiger, didn't you? They're like, yeah. I said, I gave him my number. I said, will you text that picture to me? So I got the best of both worlds. I got to look cool in front of Brendan, not taking a picture.
Right.
Not having a fanboy moment. And I got the picture of Tiger on the green. So,
man,
that's a little trick for maybe like tour rookies and stuff, you know, coming up. Cause
go up to a fan.
You're a big cat, right?
No, yeah.
I've never been that close to the guy. I couldn't imagine. I'd probably just fall down on the ground.
Yeah, pretty much. Earth shakes when he's around, but
terrifying.
I thought it was a brilliant move on my part afterwards, though.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What's the town like? Have you been driving around at all? I mean, is there any buzz in?
No, it's really weird, man. You know, Brittany and I, we grabbed a bite last night as well, and it was just like yeah, I got a reservation at 7:15. It was like 6:45. I'm like, what? You know, I was expecting hour waits, and then you get there and like no one's there because there are no fans. It's just, you know, just there's, you know, only players and members there basically, you know, on the grounds.
I mean, if they're only 90 people in the field and they're only allowing one person for them, and I mean, even if you have you know, swing in a
restaurants, it's just like
kind mental of normal, coach.
You know,
it's just not many people in town.
No, so
where'd you guys go last night? T-Bones?
No, we went to this hotel place. Had a little Partridge Inn, I think. Same, it was a nice spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to make it over to Hooters.
So it's nice, like staying across the street, down the street from T-Bones. So I'll probably check that out later in the week.
Yeah, you got to go to T-Bones and Hooters.
Yeah. we did nice ribeye last night. That was pretty good.
They don't have that at Hooters.
Yeah, they do.
A ribeye?
Yeah, you can get any.
We did those splissies last night. We were torn between two items. So I got one, he got one, and we split it up.
With it.
Is fried chicken and ribeyes last night. That's the dinner of champions. So tonight he said he wanted to grab something healthy, and I thought he was serious. And we ended up at this burger joint. I'm just like, yeah, it's healthy, all right. So, I'm watching my figure, which isn't that great these days. But
what's the schedule tomorrow?
We're gonna tee it up, I think, around 8 o'clock, and try to get some golf in. We'll see. See what weather permits, but
is there a game lined up, or is he just show up and maybe play with somebody?
Probably just show up, you know. And
so what kind of talking are y'all doing? I mean, I know we're at the Masters, but are y'all talking just on a day-to-day basis when he's at tournaments, or is it like a Monday phone call, or can it all change?
Yeah, it can all change. It's kind of varies, you know. I mean, we definitely don't feel like we have to talk every single day, you know. But most weeks we'll touch base, you know, usually like on, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday, and just kind of touch base. And you know, if we need to hammer through anything, we'll do that then. But, you know, we may talk a little through the tournament. We may not. But, you know, this week is just kind of about, you know, setting some expectations, and, you know, kind of setting up some controllables, as we call them, you know, for the week, and just trying to stay focused, you know.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh.
All right, Ward, we've kept you for almost 30 minutes. JP, you got anything else? Or
We need an auto press move from Augusta.
I don't know if there are any auto press moves that you've seen at the Masters this week. That's some people. That's some tough group to auto press.
Yeah.
so we got nothing.
I heard pretty funny stories though. Heard a good one today from.
Give us a good story.
Y'all know Eddie Pepernall?
Yeah, the European guy,
big personality guy on social media and stuff. I guess he's an English golfer.
Yes.
Heard a pretty funny story about him today. So, guy was telling me that he was working on the range with this one guy, and the guy told him the score. He said, I looked up 10 minutes later, and he had another instructor working with him. And he said, he said, what's going on, Eddie? He said, he goes, well, I got one's my woods coach and my other's my irons coach. The woods coach was named Shanks. He said, I can't let anyone Shanks work with my irons. That was his last name, so I thought that was pretty smooth.
That guy is wide open.
I asked Brad tonight, you know, I said, now, are you Brendan's woods coach or his iron coach? Because we know ain't no one touching his putting, so.
No, yeah. Let him putt.
Okay.
Let him putt, yeah.
The last question we always ask all our guests is, and I don't know how much competitive golf you're playing, but if you're ever playing in an event and you need a caddy, would you let JP caddy for you?
Yeah. If he can get a lot of beer for me.
Oh, yeah. He can do that.
a little bit of a hesitation there.
He can get plenty of beer.
Yeah.
I'm a bag mule.
Keep up and shut up, right?
Yeah. The more beer we put in the beginning, the lighter the bag gets.
Yeah.
You know? Well, cool. Well, we'll have to do this again sometime when you're not working hard during the week. Are you still a fireman as well?
Yeah, I am still a fireman. I'm in my vacation slot right now. Okay. So.
How many years do you have in there?
I've got 7 years in there, so.
In Paducah?
Yeah, but it's a good schedule, and I work 24 on, 48 off. So
that's a good schedule.
Work with my golfers, you know, pretty much like a full time job, and get to travel, get my shifts covered when I need them. So if I need to travel, I can do that.
Does Ryan Cochran still live in Paducah?
Ryan Cochran's my best friend. Yeah, he actually introduced me to my wife.
Okay. I'm 30. I just turned 38. He's close to my age because we played a lot of junior golf.
Russ Cochran's son?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Russ's oldest boy. Yeah, so, Ryan's a legend. He unbelievable athlete. And he could have played SEC basketball. He was that good at basketball as well. And
he just always had so much pure talent, it seemed like, from junior golf, but...
Went to Florida and kind of struggling with his game. And ended up caddying mostly, but he's a great dude. Like I said, one of my best buddies. So, Cochran family are Paducah legends.
Where's Justin Thomas from?
What's that?
Where's Justin Thomas from?
Justin's from Louisville.
Okay.
Louisville's about 4 hours from Paducah, so kind of on the other end of the state.
Nowhere nearby. All right. Yeah. Who's your pick?
Who's my pick?
Yeah.
Other than BT. You can't pick BT.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. It should be interesting. You know, all eyes are on Bryson, so we'll see if he can handle it. But
No kidding. Talk about seeing if he can handle it. I think that's going to be the most interesting thing. It's just seeing what happens with that.
Yeah, I hear he's not hitting the 48 inch driver. I mean, have y'all heard that?
Yeah, I read that he wasn't sure he was going to use it.
Yeah. So, Rory, he wants it bad, so he'd be a good pick. You know, I'd like to see him do well. So.
Flying under the radar this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. So we can pick win every week out with BT, so that's the goal. So.
Well, have fun driving down Magnolia Lane.
Wait. Yeah, I'll see if I get that ride in the morning.
You going to play, if you do, you going to play the music as you go down?
I've been humming it all week, like walking around myself. I just out there humming. You know, out there all alone, humming the master song, all different octaves. And
you're killing it, man.
It's been a pretty spiritual experience, JP.
I'm jealous. Well, you have yourself a week.
right.
All right, we'll catch up again, Ward. Thank you.
All right, fellas. Be good, man.
All right. See you, my dude. Bye.
All right, be good.